So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Hey, this is Steve Letar driving across the country for the Great American Drive, and you're on the road with Dane at WTN.
720 WTN on the road with Dane, and on the line with us is a guy who has a NASCAR crew chief, was focused on getting top drivers like Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. to their destinations as quickly as possible. But now he is taking time to enjoy the ride, see the sights, and promote the road trip with our good friends over at STP with STP American Drive. We love all of the stuff that he is doing for this, for sure, and all his stuff on NBC, the one and only Steve Letarte. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And now, Steve, you got to have the right co-pilot riding shotgun with you. And with you on this one is none other than former Miss Sprint Cup, and we love all the stuff she does at MRN. Kim Kuhn is with you as well.
Yeah, she's been riding with me. We did a leg of about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. We had Eric Amarola with us, and now I've upgraded. I got rid of a professional driver, which they're the worst backseat drivers.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I had NASCAR personality Kim Kuhn. We're having a blast. This has been a fun trip.
Well, when you say upgrading, too, because he seemed a little disgruntled. I love that part in the video where he's, you know, you have these social media obligations to share this with the world, and he's like, you're paying attention to all your virtual friends, and you're ignoring the one friend you have sitting in front of you. I love that part.
I told him, I said, we came on a road trip to spend time together. If I wanted to follow you on Twitter, I would have just sat at my own house. But that's really what this is all about. I was so thankful that STP came up with this idea for the American Drive. I remember as a young kid, some of the best memories I have are riding the racetrack with my dad, just in the car, you know, no phones, no technology, seeing the country. And that's what this is all about, is get up off the couch, get in your car, whether it's a local ride or around town or maybe up and down the interstate, find a new area of the country. But it's just a great way to see the country and find all these local spots.
Yeah, I love the stuff that you're doing. And you're doing some of the iconic ones, Route 66. Everybody knows about that. That is an amazing trip. And then you're picking some other ones out. And like you said, you're stopping at some really great places along the way that you might not find if you either weren't from that area or if you're just traveling by plane. So you guys already stopped at a couple places. And one of them, I was not aware that this was there, is the Johnny Cash Museum. What was that like?
I'm telling you, you know, Nashville is a town that I've been to a few times because there was a racetrack there and we tested, but I never spent any time in downtown Nashville. And we were there this morning. We saw the Johnny Cash Museum, as you mentioned, and it was amazing what that guy has done in his lifetime. The decades in which he covered as far as music went was unbelievable. And it was just cool. You know, it's a name you hear, it's music you hear, but to spend a little time in that museum was spectacular. It was a place, like you said, it might not be a destination place, but it should be. If you head to Nashville, you have to check it out.
Of course, cars, you're all about cars, and there's a car museum, and you guys get a chance to stop at a couple of these during the road trips. But this one was for Misfit Cars. Is it the Lane Museum? Like, what was that all about?
It was the Lane Motor Museum. He has trying to get the whole alphabet, missing E, missing Q. But what it is it truly is cars with stories. It's not just hot rods, but it's mini cars from over in Europe. It's all of these different cars, the history of cars. So I'm a car guy, and I love history, and this was the perfect combination. You really could look at the history of the world through automobiles, and Lane showed us around himself, showed us some of these vehicles, told us the stories. Once again, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime location.
I know you guys are getting a ton of great feedback from it, too. And I know that you're inspiring not only people to go and kind of generally do that road trip, but I'm sure some of these places you stop along the way are going to get a little bit of extra love from that, too, from you being able to promote and kind of talk about some of the places you guys are stopping.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, they have been more than gracious. Welcome us with open arms. And the whole idea is that, you know, this isn't Disney World. These aren't places that you would plan a trip to go to.
Right.
These are places that you should visit on a trip. And that's really what this whole American Drive is about, is there are thousands of places like the Johnny Cash Museum, like the Lane Motor Museum, all across the country, whether it's local to your house, down the street, down the road, or down the interstate. Get in your car, go out, show your family the world, spend a little time together in a car. And it's some of the most cherished memories I have with my family, and we're making more. Kim and I are learning a lot about one another. It's great. You know, Kim and I have known each other for years through the sport, but never spent this much time together in a car. I've learned her whole history and her whole family, and it's been a great ride.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys are really doing it, too. When we announced that we were going to have you guys on, one of the questions that people had was, well, are they really doing it? You know, or Steve and Kim, are they just riding in a luxury motor coach, towing this car behind them that they'll just pull out to take some pictures with? You guys are really doing it. And so what car are you in?
Well, we got this beautiful little Ford SUV we're driving. I drove the first leg. We just had a little lunch. at Dead End Barbecue in Knoxville. The fans voted on Twitter and decided this is where we should go. They didn't let us down. It was great. I suggest the Burnt Ends. They're spectacular. If you like the pimento mac and cheese, it wasn't bad either. But now, you know, after lunch, the best thing you do on a road trip is take a nap. So I'm going to let Kim drive, and I'm going to sit over here in the right seat, and I might take a little 30-minute siesta before we get to the next stop.
You mentioned that some of the listeners and fans can get in on choosing some of the places that you may stop along the way, but who decides on the road trips in general? Because you've got some great ones.
Well, I think most of it came from STP. They understand what the fans like and what they've recognized. Route 66 from Music City in Nashville to Asheville up in North Carolina, and we have some other great ones coming. I'm going to go to Martinsville Speedway with Dale Inman and Richard Petty, the King. We're going to take a little road trip up there. And this summer, I actually drive to Daytona every year for 4th of July weekend with my family. We're going to have some cameras involved and show everybody that. So this is something more than just a stance from STP. This is, practice what you preach. Well, we do it. The Letard family does take some vacations in the car every year, and we're going to show ours to Daytona.
Yeah, the whole road trip thing is really great, and the people from STP, what an iconic brand to get involved on that too. And for the show, we always kind of get whether it's athletes or drivers or people in the sport or just celebrities in general, just regular fans. Everybody's got kind of a first car story. Now, you started working at Hendrick's, I was reading somewhere, when you were about 16, so maybe you borrowed some of his old cars that were probably absolutely incredible. But what was your first car? Did you have like a car that you started out with that you either saved up for or that maybe your parents gave you?
So, the story goes that you learn a lot from your parents. Well, I'm going to have to give my dad credit for this. So at 16 years old, I got a chance to work at Hendrick Motorsports as basically the cleanup kid. And my dad let me drive his pickup truck to high school and then to work for almost a year while he bummed a ride with a coworker. And, I truly love racing because of my father. I know everything I know in racing because of my father, but it's way more than that. He taught me how to be a great person. He taught me how to give back. And my first car was actually my dad's car. I hijacked his pickup truck for 12 months while he rode with a coworker. So, that little Chevy pickup truck meant a lot to me back then.
Wow. Okay. It was great that he was sharing that, and you're sharing a lot of the greatest moments in racing that we have watched with those iconic drivers as well. Now you're sharing just everyday stuff that could be a chance to get out on the road, make some memories. So, Steve, let us know like how we can follow it. I know hashtag STP American Drive, but other ways people can catch up and keep up with all your adventures.
Well, the simplest way is you can either follow me on Twitter at Steve Letart, or today, Kim's with me. You can go to, at Kim Kuhn on Twitter. She's there. But then the other one is just follow STP, both on Facebook and Twitter, at Original STP on Twitter. And follow along what you mentioned, the hashtag. This is something we don't want to be just a singular event. It's not just Kim and I riding between a couple great towns, seeing some cool sights. This is something we're going to encourage all summer. The kids are getting out of school here soon after Memorial Day. Take a trip. Send your photo to both STP and myself, hashtag STP American Drive. I'm going to retweet them. STP is going to retweet them, put them up on their Facebook page. We really want this to be something that the fans can own and be a part of, and that's the whole key to it.
It's exciting. It's fun stuff and exciting. So glad that you guys took time out to join us here on WGN. And 10-2, make sure safety first, that you guys are driving safely. And one last time with the website, Steve, before we let you go.
Yeah, so basically the best thing to do is to go to STP's Facebook account. That's where they're going to hold all the videos. That's where we're going to promote it all. Or find either myself or STP on Twitter. They're easy to find and follow along. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, Steve Letard, you know him, you love him. NBC, one of the greatest crew chiefs out there, and now on the road with STP and STP American Drive. Thanks, Steve, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, sir.